Hello everyone, I'm Alan Ashton and you're tuned in to Organ First Radio. It's nice to have your company. Enter the month of the year, which some people try to pretend isn't going to happen, me included, and others relish in every glittering moment, there'll obviously be a lot of festive tracks in this edition of Organ First Radio, brought to you, as always, courtesy of MSS Studios in deepest Welsh Wales. One thing's certain, there'll be no humbug in the show, just plenty of happy music. And who better to get the glitter balls jumping in time to the beat than the legend himself, Lenny D, who saw a way of having some fun with a tune that we all know called Mr. Sandman.
Santa, Mr. Santa, bring me some toys. Bring Merry Christmas to all girls and boys. And every night I'll go to sleep singing and dream about the presents you'll be bringing. Santa, promise me please, give every reindeer a hug and a squeeze. I'll be good as good can be. Mr. Santa, don't forget me. Mr. Santa,
Santa,
dear old Saint Nick,
Santa,
be awful careful and please don't get sick.
Santa,
put on your coat when breezes are blowing, and when you cross the street, look where you're going. Santa,
Santa,
I love you so.
Santa,
I hope you never get lost in the snow.
Santa,
take your time when you unpack. Mr. Santa, don't hurry back.
Santa, Santa, Mr. Santa.
Mr. Santa, now we've been so good. We've washed the dishes and done what we should. Made up the beds, scrubbed up our toesies. We've used the hanky when we've blown our noses. Santa, look at our ears. They're clean as whistles, we're sharper than shears. Now we put you on the spot. Mr. Santa, Santa,
please, please, Santa,
Merry Christmas, Santa, to you.
The happy music of Mr. Santa, alias Lenny D, with the Anita Kerr Singers. Now, I can't say too much at present, but following on from the encouraging sales of the first double CD of early Brunswick recordings made by Lenny D, I hope to be able to tell you of a follow-up release in the not-too-distant future. A number of years back, several notable American organists released theatre pipe organ recordings with chimes accompaniment. One such personality was Ashley Miller, who made a special recording for the American E.J. Corvette Stores chain, featuring the sound of the lovely Paramount New York Wurlitzer, with an uncredited musician playing the chimes.
Thank you.
It Came Upon a Midnight Clear was written by Edward Hamilton Sears in 1849. And that carol started life as a poem written by its author, who was a minister living in Massachusetts at the time. But the music, however, was composed by the American musician Richard Storrs Willis in 1859, who was inspired by the words of the poem. Certainly a lovely carol, and played so delightfully there on the Paramount New York Wurlitzer by Ashley Miller on what I understand is a rare recording of his. Occasionally, This England, the publishers of the excellent quarterly magazine Evergreens, dip their toes into the world of theatre organ releases, previous ones having featured Sandy McPherson and Reginald Dixon, both of which are available from MSS Studios. The latest release finds 27 tracks under the generic heading of Rhythm Organists, the Best of Cinema and Theatre Organ Music, except that 7 of the tracks feature famous electronic organists, namely Robin Richmond, Jimmy Leach, Fela Shawandy, Harry Farmer, Ethel Smith, Ken Griffin, and, would you believe, Fats Waller. In fairness, I should point out that the majority of the tracks have been reissued before, such as the Reg Dixon recording of Parade of the Tin Soldiers, which is making its umpteenth reappearance. Some of the theatre organ 78s have been the victims of cut and shunt editing, resulting in new medleys being concocted by editing together selected tunes from opposing sides of the original discs. Worse, others have tunes removed altogether, thus shortening them. Now, I do find that practice rather strange, but the producers of this release are not the first to have destroyed the original production concept, and one has to ask why. It would take far too long to give you a rundown of all the artists, but one of two interesting tracks taken from BBC broadcasts is this one by Stanley Tudor at the distinctive sounding Gaumont Manchester Wurlitzer. Thank you. just in case you didn't recognise the titles, they were Sweet Sue, Whispering, Some of These Days, I Can't Give You Anything But Love, and Nobody's Sweetheart, all played by Stanley Tudor at the Gaumont Manchester Wurlitzer, and just one of the tracks from Rhythm Organists on the This England label, number C108. The quality of the tracks is variable, but this is inevitable unless fine condition originals or the Cedar Audio cleaning process is employed. The single sheet insert carries scant information about the recordings or the location of the instruments, and although a compilation of this kind is always welcome, there is still a wealth of rarely heard vintage organ recordings that, for reasons best known to the respective label compilers, remains unused, yet would have been much better selected here. Christoph Klür is a German organist who, I think I'm right in saying, has yet to make a UK appearance. Born in 1974, he's an accomplished pianist and organist with extensive experience with both church and electronic organs. His vast repertoire covers everything from Bach to Elton John, as well as being a prolific composer of tunes. As a student at the Frankfurt Main School of Music, he graduated with distinction at the top of his class, and over the past 15 years, he's participated in numerous concerts as a pianist and organist in various productions throughout the world. In the year 2000, he was the recipient of Germany's Music Media Award, and additionally is a music journalist and author of music speciality books. From his current Christmas CD titled Adesti Fidelis, this is the delightful 18th century composition, which is derived from the French carol Angels in Our Countryside, but you and I possibly know it better as Angels from the Realms of Glory, or even Angels We Have Heard on High. Whichever title you favour, here is Christoph Klür to play it. Thank you. Christoph Klur and the track from his CD, which he calls Angels in Our Countryside.
You're listening to Great Organs and Organists with Alan Ashton on Organ First Radio.
Many English electronic organ enthusiasts were sorry to learn that John Walker, one of the stars of that famous Northamptonshire venue, Turner's Musical Merry-Go-Round, had decided he no longer wished to carry out concert engagements. With his unique style and sound, that of his own digital orchestra, John was a great favourite with clubs and festival audiences. So, let's remind ourselves not only of his playing, but the fact that in his time he composed a great many delightful melodic compositions, such as this seasonally appropriate one called It's Christmas in the Morning. John Walker and the Digital Orchestra. Christmas in the Morning, composed and played there by John Walker at the Digital Orchestra. And once again, I still do not have any news about the Wurlitzer organ that used to be in Turner's Musical Merry-Go-Round. When I began collecting LP recordings all those years ago, I acquired three, which a guy by the name of Leroy Lewis recorded on a Wurlitzer pipe organ, of which only four of a particular specification were ever built. I'm pretty certain that the remaining one is that which is still, to this day, not only played on a weekly basis, but in a Panamanian hotel. Sadly, Leroy Lewis died a couple of years ago from cancer, but here's a couple of contrasting numbers he recorded on that Wurlitzer. Toyland, and then Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Thank you. Leroy Lewis at the Wurlitzer organ playing Toyland and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And that's taken from an LP that was deleted many, many years ago.
As an officer of the law, I can tell you that this is the brightest and the best internet organ music program. Organ First Radio, you know.
Billy Mayle was an English pianist and composer, perhaps best known for his prolific output of piano compositions, reputed to be in excess of 300. They were often named after flowers, and I guess every one of us has heard a version of Marigold, possibly his most famous one, that first saw the light of day in 1927. Born in London, almost in the shadows of the theatre and cinema district, he began piano study when he was only 7 years of age. In later life, he ran the whole gamut of appointments, from a silent film pianist to playing in bands and even opening his very own piano teaching academy. He died in 1959, but I came across this composition of his, The Song of the Fir Tree, that he composed in 1938, and played for us now by William Davis, himself a wonderful pianist, organist and composer. The organ is the Henry Willis in Tenants Hall, Tatton Hall in Cheshire. It has 34 ranks of pipes, playable from a 3-manual console, and also boasts a Weber grand piano attachment. That's just the kind of organ that Bill Davis enjoyed playing. The Song of the Fir Tree, played by William Davis at Tatton Hall in Cheshire. I'm going to return briefly to the This England CD of Rhythm Organists to feature one of the better and lesser heard of tracks. It's one of many recordings made by Manchester-born Jimmy Leach, who is heard on this track with his group, which he called the Organolians, though the sleeve notes omit their contribution too, in a little Spanish town. Little Spanish Town, played by Jimmy Leach at the Hammond organ. And that brings me nicely to another facet of Jimmy Leach's career, that of a composer. A composer of a Christmas tune that everyone in the organ world seems to ignore. So I asked young Sarah Foley, still basking in the honour of being the only English organist to be invited to play at a German organ festival staged by OK magazine, if she'd recorded especially for this show. She readily agreed, and I think she's admirably captured the mood of the little boy that Santa Claus forgot. The Little Boy That Santa Claus Forgot, recorded especially for Organ First Radio by Sarah Foley on her Yamaha organ. Somebody who I think we should not forget at this special time of year, or any other time for that matter, is Arnold Loxham. The doctor himself has been under the care of some hospital doctors of recent times, and although he was due to play this month at Ossett Town Hall in Yorkshire, an unfortunate fall has meant that the concert, at which he planned to gracefully bow out of the organ world, is not to be. Well, that doesn't stop us from enjoying a track from a recording he made at an organ he got to know quite well, that of the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool. The number is one made famous by the singing duo of Nina and Frederick, and it's titled Christmas Time in London Town. Here's Arnold Loxham. Time in London Town, played by Arnold Loxham at the Wurlitzer in the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool, and I'm sure everybody joins with me in wishing Arnold back to full recovery. Time once again to feature one of the UK's favourite artists on the Versi organ. Yes, I'm referring to Brett Wales, who made a CD titled In the Swing of Christmas back in 2003, but I only got my copy a few months back. As the title rightly states, it certainly does have a nice up-tempo sound, and one of my favourite tracks is this one called I Believe in Father Christmas. What it doesn't tell you in the sleeve notes is that Brett combines this tune with another one called The Petersburg Sleigh Ride, or, in your actual German, The Petersburger Schlittenfahrt.
Thank you.
combination of I Believe in Father Christmas and the Petersburg Sleigh Ride, played by Brett Wales from his Christmas CD In the Swing of Christmas. For a number of years, the Cinema Organ Society regularly released a series of theatre organ cassettes, and although they're no longer available, I'd certainly not part with my copies. Amongst them is cassette number 114, which features the lovely Compton of three manuals and six ranks of pipes that used to be in the ABC cinema, the Ritz Nuneaton. In 1968, it was removed and installed in St John Vianney Church in Clay Hill, and it soon became a much sought-after instrument for broadcasting and recording. One artist who recorded there was Nigel Ogden, and although not a Christmas tune in the accepted sense of the word, his own delightful composition, Winter Sunset, I believe deserves a place in the programme today. And with that pastoral setting of a winter sunset, delightfully played by Nigel Ogden at the Compton Organ in St John Vianney Church in Clay Hill, we come to the end of this month's edition of Organ First Radio. It goes without saying that my wife Dorothy joins in my seasonal greetings to everyone who listens to the programme, not forgetting family, close friends, and of course our good friends Ian and Jerry King at MSS Studios, without whom none of this would be possible. What will 2008 bring in the way of new organ music recordings? Who knows? What I do know is that whatever is new will be heard first here on these monthly editions of the show. We started off in a happy party mood with Lenny D and the Anita Kerr Singers, so let's go out with the same team. A happy Christmas, everyone.
Should all acquaintance be forgot?
Best organ music on the internet. It has to be Organ First Radio.
Organ First Radio was produced and presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.